This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, all, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
I'm Vinnie Brad.
And Christine Wong.
We're going across until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're starting off with a question. Have you been successful in applying for a government business grant or loan over the past year, and what was that experience like? We're running a poll, of course, over on Twitter, and we're asking the same question over on Instagram. And of course, as usual, 018-789-8899 is the number if you want to get us over on WhatsApp. That is what we're discussing today. Arvin will then be talking about...
About how Visa and PayPal have embraced crypto.
And then we'll be looking a little bit about how Coldplay are helping to clean up some of the waterways here in Malaysia. Not exactly a story that I thought I'd be talking about.
Is it with their sweet, sweet tunes?
Oh, dear. It's only Wednesday. What is happening to this fella?
How else? I mean, you know, just logically speaking.
Right? I mean, it's. I know it's midweek and we're kind of at that. I don't know what to do with him anymore.
I don't know.
Can we just switch off his microphone or something?
Tempted to.
Okay, we'll not do that. But what we will do is we'll talk about Pamacasa. Chris, take us away with this story.
Right. So obviously it's been a year into the COVID-19 pandemic. And first there was the Prihatin, which was the economic stimulus package introduced on March 27th in 2020, which aimed to ease the people's burden and lay out a recovery program for the economy, which was then followed, of course, by the Panjana Initiative in December, which is a move taken a few months after the launch of the National Economic Recovery Plan in June. And on March 17th, this year, 2021, our Prime Minister added yet another set of strategic initiatives for the economic recovery of the country, known as Pamacasa. Now, it's been tipped by most banks to enable the country to deliver the economic growth rate from a negative 2.6% in the first quarter of this year to around, hopefully, 16.4% by the second quarter of the year on a year-to-year basis, and includes a number of cash assistance and subsidies for individuals. When we upload the podcast later, the article linked there has a pretty decent guide to your eligibility and application process if you so need it. Now, a couple of the elements of Pamacasa include: micro-enterprises and small to medium enterprises will be given a one-off assistance of 1,000 ringgit under the Geran Kas Prihatin, or GKP 3.0. An additional financing fund of 500 million ringgit will be provided for micro-credit financing facilities through programs under BSN, Tekun, Mara and SME Corporation. Also, to encourage entrepreneurship, the Companies Commission of Malaysia will allow those in the B40 group and full-time students of higher learning institutions to register their businesses for free. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Companies in the tourism and retail sectors, of course, which were unable to operate during the MCO and CMCO periods, will be given HRDF levy exemptions up to June 2021. Listed companies that post losses in 2021 will receive rebates on their respective annual listing fees for 2021. Companies that are applying to list on the main ACE and LEAP markets of Bursa Malaysia will be exempted from payment of listing-related fees for 12 months. The fundraising limit for companies utilizing equity crowdfunding will be increased from 10 million ringgit to 20 million ringgit, and equity crowdfunding will be expanded to unlisted Berhad companies as well. Also, the allocation for small-scale projects this year will be increased from 2.5 billion ringgit to 5 billion ringgit. Amongst the projects that will be dedicated to class G1 to G4 contractors are repairs, like infrastructure and public facilities damaged due to floods as well. There's also, I quite like this, a special electricity bill discount of 10% for hoteliers, theme parks, convention centres, shopping malls, local airline offices and tour and travel agencies that will be extended for another 3 months until 30th of June 2021. There's also an additional 2 billion ringgit... Oh, 2 billion ringgit and 700 million ringgit for targeted relief and recovery facility and automation and digitalization facilities, respectively, will be allocated by Bank Negara and provided to affected SMEs. Also, home state entrepreneurs registered with the MoTeC will be given a one-off cash assistance of 600 ringgit.
Interesting.
There's also an additional 50 million ringgit for a smart automation grant, which will be provided under the MIDA to encourage more SMEs and mid-tier companies to leverage on technology to improve the operational efficiency. There is so much.
I was just going to say, if you didn't get all that, as Chris mentioned just a few moments ago, when the podcast goes up, there will be a link to find out whether or not you are eligible for this and what kind of rates and things that you need to be looking at a little bit later on. That's all coming up in the podcast a little bit later on.
Yep.
Now, we are going to be speaking to an expert a little bit later on the show. We have Joachim Sebastian, right?
Yes, we do.
He's going to be coming on and we'll be having a little bit of a chat with him. Of course, that question is, have you been successful in applying for a government or business grant loan over the past year? The number, let's just look at the numbers first, even before we take a break, because it's an interesting look into what people have been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 78.9% say no, they didn't apply. 19.3% say no, not successful. And 1.8% say yes. The most interesting one, I think, like you said, is the no, not successful.
Right. Mm. And now I'm interested, for those of you that are tuning in and do use Twitter, and you know, run an SME, why you haven't applied. That's what I'm interested to find out. Because that's there's 78.9% of people out there. Now, of that number, of course, there are a lot of you will be individuals and don't run your own businesses, so I assume that's why you've put no, didn't apply. But, you know, for those of you that did apply or haven't even thought about applying, why? Let us know. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a short break. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. And for Stephen, who asked, since we're talking about Coldplay a little bit later on, can we play Coldplay songs throughout this whole hour? We're not going to do that, Stephen. Nice thought, but we're not going to do that. We will play some Coldplay a little bit later on, though. Mm-hmm. We've got some Johnny Cash, though. I hope you like Johnny Cash. He's coming up next because he walks the line here on BFM 89.9.
Behind famous men. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I've been joined by...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
Of course, we are going with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. What we're talking about today is whether or not you've been successful in applying for a government business grant or a loan over the past year, and what was that experience like? Do let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Chris, what have you got over there on Instagram?
So on Instagram, the poll is just yes or no, and I am sorry to say that yes is at a grand total of 3% and no is at 97%.
Wow.
Yeah, we do also have a response here from Mr. Sarku who says, somehow we did not qualify despite all the requirements met.
Hmm. And that's the issue, is to get to the bottom of why this is, right?
Yeah.
Why don't people qualify? Okay, we did manage to speak with... You've got Joachim, right?
Yeah, so we've got Joachim Sebastian, Managing Director of Everpeaks, on the line. So we're going to ask him a couple of questions about how he feels about this. So, Joachim, we had you on air about the same time last year after you wrote a letter to the Prime Minister on the struggles SMEs face when trying to apply for grants under the Prihatin stimulus package. And in that letter, you lamented the red tape surrounding applying for financing during the MCO, and you also urged banks to simplify and expedite the process as well. I mean, has the experience improved a year down?
Regarding the struggles SMEs face, I do not think that the experience improved a year down. I believe the banks have not really opened up any further than it was before. It's still not a simple process. And it's even more difficult, right? Because SMEs are in a much worse place than they were at the beginning of the pandemic due to, you know, business delays and the MCOs and shutdowns and, you know, never being able to actually leverage on proper foot traffic and so on. So, no, I do not think that has changed, sadly. And we've stopped truly trying with the banks directly itself. Yeah. So, you know, it's not a great situation.
Joachim, what's the biggest challenge for entrepreneurs applying for this government assistance? Because there have been complaints about cash flow templates and long hours at the bank, things like that.
I think one of the biggest challenges is the red tape and compliance, right? Because the government, to expedite the situation, is leveraging on established frameworks of approval and structure that in the past was required to get funding. However, in this pandemic, it serves no purpose of, you know, jumping through those same hoops again, because most of the companies can't actually comply or adhere to the requirements anymore. And that's going to be a huge issue. Again, the standard things of too many applications, like the BSN situation where they were inundated with applications when they were running the dispersal of the government incentives, right? So the systems were not prepared for the throughput, the too much demand, and not enough supply of solutions. And this entire thing is further complicated with the actual understanding and ability to access said funds. Like a lot of companies that, you know, don't even understand what's going on. And a lot of these companies are connected to the essential supply of goods and food and things like that. And these entrepreneurs, they don't understand what the government's doing. They don't have access to it. Neither are they supported in applications. And when the whole machinery is inundated, everything doesn't move, right?
Right. So the GKP 3.0 is seeing MSMEs and SMEs given a one-off payment of 1,000 ringgit. Tell us your thoughts on this.
1,000 ringgit is a substantial amount for MSMEs. I believe that will make quite a big difference, especially when you're talking about, you know, 1,000 ringgit, you can have some money to buy some capital for your raw material, then you can make finished goods. Like, you know, if you're doing food, you can make goreng pisang or things like that. So for MSMEs, I think that 1,000 ringgit is a great boon. But for SMEs, due to the fact that generally operating cost is already so much higher, any cash helps, but that is not in the magnitude that will make a dent, I believe, for most SMEs. But for MSMEs, this could be a critical game changer.
Mm. So, okay, look, aside from monetary assistance, is there anything else that the government can do to help entrepreneurs who are struggling at the moment?
I think something that's hurting most businesses is just consistency, right? You don't know when you can open up, when you can shut down, the enforcement of rules, and the fear in the public that's being generated by these inconsistencies are something that's really hurtful to just business recovering in general. Monetary assistance is going to be absolutely necessary, and structured demand as well should be initiated, where I believe that if there are groups of companies in certain industries that are so badly affected, some direct interventions need to be made where, you know, there are some projects done and actually disseminated to these groups, such as, you know, the tourism division wiped out. So some alternatives need to be thought and put into place where these guys have loans to pay, bills to pay, assets to cover, and, you know, family members to support as well. So they don't have a lifeline when the country is shut down. So business generating activities need to be, I guess, energized and given that jump start. And that's what I think is going to be really critical for this coming couple of months, especially now that the vaccines are being disseminated. So there's less fear, and we need to ramp up on, you know, getting the vaccine out, plus recovering in terms of the business or market sentiment to go out, to spend, to get the economy running again, because a lot of businesses that, you know, are struggling to get people through the door.
Mm-hmm. It's officially tax season. Are there tax reliefs that could greatly benefit entrepreneurs in 2021?
Well, on tax season, there's two phases to this, right? Number one, you must understand, during the pandemic, the government is spending a huge amount of money. So the tax season is where they recoup the funds to actually execute those plans. And it's a very critical portion of, you know, the economic cycle. But again, tax benefits for entrepreneurs, you still just got to ask the basic sentence, right? What are you trying to tax? Most companies are not profitable or loss-making due to the pandemic, and there's nothing to tax. So the benefits are like a white elephant that you can't really use anyway. So this is not really very beneficial in terms of tax reliefs. But having said that, I think it can be done in a different manner where, you know, moratoriums and loan interest reductions and things like that, those would really benefit. Like that 6 months moratorium from the banks, that saved a lot of SMEs. And I think we should explore a deeper moratorium agreement with the banks in terms of those that need intervention. And that should really benefit entrepreneurs. Whether it's banks or lenders or, you know, any form of repayments, that's really going to help the SMEs as well.
Okay, that was Joachim Sebastian, the Managing Director of Everpeaks. I said to you earlier on, Christy, when I've heard Joachim speak recently, he almost sounds defeated, you know? He sounds very tired a little bit right now, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, at the outset, you know, there was so much frustration with the whole process, right? You know, it's lovely to hear that there are so many initiatives, there's so much money that is going towards what I think are genuinely good ideas or good causes. But, you know, on the sort of, I guess, consumer perspective, it's so difficult to know, like, why, for example, your application might be rejected, what exactly makes you eligible. And, you know, as he mentioned, there's so much red tape and there's so much... there are so many processes and hoops that you have to jump through in order to even get a glimpse of that assistance.
It's like initiative versus access.
And I think that's a bigger issue as well. It's about who has access, why do they have access, and why are some getting access and others are not. It is something that, you know, we should be discussing. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, of course, Arv will give us an update from Bursa at break. But we are talking about, have you been successful in applying for a government business grant or a loan over the past year? And what was that experience like? We've had a couple of tweets and we've had a couple of messages over on Instagram. We'll get to those shortly. Meanwhile, it's Suede up next with Obsessions here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.